What's in the news? Fat cats.
Right now, one out of three cats and dogs are overweight.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. Our pets aren't far off from us, it seems.
Overweight and obesity in our cats and dogs has increased by 160 to 170%.
Washington State veterinarian Dr. Kirk Bruninger did a study of this at Banfield Pet Hospital.
We are starting to consider pets more and more to be members of our family. And we'd like to communicate with them and show our affection to them by offering them treats. And it can be pretty easy for us to offer too many treats in a single day to our pets.
And extra weight can bring on health problems.
For example, heart disease and respiratory disease are something that we'll see. Type 2 diabetes is something that we'll see with cats that are obese. And we can see other diseases that are linked with dogs being overweight.
CBS's Don Daler says there's a general guide to determine if your cat or dog is too big.
Looking at your pet from above, you should see a distinct tuck at your dog or cat's waist. And from the side, you should be able to easily feel, but not see, its ribs.
You can forget that your pet needs exercise, too.
Deborah Montgomery is with a New Jersey pet spa that tries to get animals back into shape. But things aside from running can do the trick.
You know, even taking a walk, you get a chance to bond with your pet. It's just something simple as giving them more of a healthy diet.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe, CBS News.